Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. OnePlus announced two new phones in its mid-range Nord lineup. The N10 5G costs €349 and is powered by the Snapdragon 690 system on a chip, supporting sub-6 GHz 5G, and comes with a 90 Hz display, 6 GB of RAM, and 128 GB of expandable storage. The N100, meanwhile, costs €199 and offers a Snapdragon 460 SoC, a large 5,000 mAh battery, and three rear cameras. Both offer rear fingerprint readers and run Android 10. The N100 comes out on November 10th in the UK and Europe, with the N10 arriving later in November. Unlike the original Nord, OnePlus says it plans to eventually make both devices available in North America. Facebook began rolling out free-to-play cloud gaming in its main Facebook app on Android and the web across select states in the U.S. These games will be offered alongside Facebook's existing catalog of HTML5-based games it already offers. Games that support Facebook login will carry over a player's game progression through mobile apps. According to Facebook's VP of Play, Jason Rubin, the company is open to offering premium games and integrating experiences with Facebook gaming live streaming, but has no plans at launch. Facebook will take a 30% commission on all in-app purchases on its platform, as well as advertising. A California appeals court said Thursday that Uber and Lyft must follow the AB5 law and reclassify their drivers as employees, confirming a lower court ruling from August. Once the ruling is formalized, both companies will have 30 days to comply, giving them time to see how California votes on Prop 22, which would overturn AB5 and make the ruling moot. T-Mobile is launching its streaming TV service T-Vision on November 1st. T-Vision comes in three tiers. For $40 a month, you can get the major networks, both broadcast and cable. A $50 a month plus tier adds more sports channels, and for $60 a month, you get NFL Red Zone. These plans include 100 hours of cloud DVR and up to three concurrent streams. A $10 add-on called Vibe adds 30 channels from AMC, Discover, and Viacom, with two more concurrent streams and DVR access for an extra $5. You can also add channels from Starz, Showtime, and Epic for additional fees. Zoom launched its end-to-end encryption in technical preview for all users on Mac, PC, iOS, and Android, as well as Zoom Rooms. It does not work on its web client, third-party clients, or through the phone. Some features won't work with end-to-end encryption, including cloud recording, live transcription, polling, meeting reactions, and join before host. There's also a maximum of 200 participants, and free users must verify a phone number before using end-to-end encryption on Zoom. AMD confirmed it will buy Xilinx in a $35 billion all-stock deal. Xilinx makes programmable processors for data centers. It competes with Altera, which Intel bought in 2015. AMD's purchase of Xilinx is expected to close by the end of 2021. Windows Central sources say Microsoft is readying a big Windows 10 update for 2021 that will redesign the Start menu, Action Center, and File Explorer, among other things. The UI project is codenamed Sun Valley and expected to be included in the upcoming Windows 10 Cobalt release scheduled for the holiday 2021 season. TikTok announced it will expand some resources in its in-app election guide in the U.S., adding direct access to polling locations and hours, guides meant to help people having voting difficulties, and other details about how the voting process works. TikTok is working with the Associated Press to offer an interactive map on Election Day showing live results from both federal and state elections and ballot initiatives. Germany's Federal Cartel Office announced it launched an antitrust probe into Apple and Amazon over the latter's brand gating policy. This policy allows makers of branded products to have independent sellers of those products removed if Amazon can sell the item directly. The regulator said brand gating can protect against piracy, but should not result in eliminating competition. Excel has had the ability to use data types in the last few years, able to pull things in like real-time stock information and geographic location, as well as integrating with Wolfram Alpha. Now Microsoft has announced that Excel will allow users to create their own custom data types. These data types can be pulled in from Microsoft's Power BI Business Analytics service or with Excel's Power Query, which can pull in from databases or third-party services like Teradata and Facebook. And finally, Nikkei reports that, according to sources, Sony is in final negotiations to buy the anime streaming service Crunchyroll, currently owned by AT&T. The deal is reportedly valued at over 100 billion yen, or about 957 million US dollars. Crunchyroll currently has 70 million free users and 3 million paying subscribers, with over 1,000 titles on the service. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.